How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
What's up, nation? Welcome to another Blurry Hysteria on this weird Wednesday.
You know, I wasn't ready for you to start and I was laughing. So. Welcome in.
You gotta keep on your toes, bitches.
What's going Hysteria on, 51, sir?
Hysteria 51, keeping bitches on their toes since 2016.
Yeah. 16. Keeping bitches on their toes since 2016. New t-shirt alert. That's perfect. Oh, man. So it's like 18 degrees out the other day, and now it's like in the upper 60s, so...
Oh, very nice. It's snowing.
I walked outside, and it was like humid. I'm like, what's going on? So
yeah, this is wrong. The stop playing with my heart.
Yeah, right. Don't do this. Don't give me hope. happy weird Wednesday to you as normal. We didn't release last Friday. We actually have a special episode that's going to go out this Friday. We switched around a little bit because we want to keep our weird Wednesdays going, but we're switching our hosting provider, which is always just a ton of fun, isn't it? It's so fun. Nothing ever goes wrong. A lot of hurry up and wait. And
yeah, that's why we do it so often.
And luckily, so we have ad spots in ours, and we have, well, this is episode 398, I think. But we have over 500 episodes with bonuses. Used to, now they got a thing. I had to have to go in and plug in the ad spots to every single one of them by hand. So that's just a blast. Little behind the scenes housekeeping here. Everyone's like, we don't give a shit. But you know what? You guys are worth it. I hope. I don't judge. So anyway, that's the word we're switching. So nothing should change. And if you're subscribed, everything should go through and all the rigmarole will be on our end. I hope. Right. I hope so.
Well, if you don't like it, there's a voicemail button on the website.
That's right. And
leave us a voicemail. Talk about how you would switch hosts.
773-669-7277. So we never use that. I do not use that for anything but getting our voicemails, and I don't listen to them, like I said. So I log into it when I am doing a voicemail episode. That's it. And I always get from, it's a Google Voice account, and I always get a, you have not used this. This is going to be deleted and if you don't use it. So then I always like call myself from it or something like that. And I'm like, well, we're good for 6 more months, you know, which is good. I just don't want them sitting there and, you know, taking up numbers. But little shout out to Google. It's been free and it's been great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Rode, who our board is made by Rode. It's a company out of Australia. They owe Google a thank you because we must have been one of the first ones. We got the Rode when it exactly first came out, the Rodecaster. And I would download the voicemails and put them into there and it would like mess the board up. And it was something to do with the encoding from Google. And they're like, wow, we had no idea. Thanks for finding this. I'm like, you're welcome. Thankfully, I could be the one that was... having
you're welcome. send me free products.
Yeah. If you would hit the board, so you put buttons on there. So you hit a button and it plays the voicemail and it would like start going and it'd get kind of through it. And then it'd just skip around to different parts in there. But you would take the MP3, put it in anything else, and it worked. I finally had to have Rode download it from Google, and then like, oh, yep, sure is happening.
Yeah.
Thank God, I mean, we can be the guinea pig.
Everybody's like, yeah, you're full of shit until they have to do it and experience it, you know?
Right.
And to be fair, that's probably 99% of the time true.
Right. You know, user error is a hell of, have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?
No. Sometimes I forget.
I don't know how. Right.
Sometimes yeah. But that often solves the problem, doesn't it?
Well, David, how many times I don't unhook my equipment, you know, since it's in its own dedicated sure. space, yours is too. How often do we go, here we go, oh, nope, nothing's working. And it's because one of the things updated one of our computers or boards or whatever, because God knows, I went to fucking use my air fryer and it said, you have to wait. It is updating the software. What? That is just like,
what are they updating? Air molecules? Sorry, this is the new O3. It's the newest version of oxygen.
Baby, grab the...
Come on.
Grab the fire extinguisher. I can't. It has a software update. You know?
That's, oh, my God. That's like that's the privatization of social services, right? Like
privatization of stupidity.
I know your house is on fire. Thanks for calling the fire department. But we see that you're behind on your payment. So until you get this resolved, you're just going to have to burn.
Yeah. You're going to burn. Yeah. So, you know, progress. Now, I can run my air fryer from my phone. So that's kind of nice because I'm about 6 feet away from it sitting down and I'm looking on there and it's like, do you want to keep going? Yeah. I don't want to get up and go over there. Keep going. Yeah. So. You know, it's the price of being lazy. Oh, well. Oh, well. Anyway.
God, I really want to start the fryer, but I'm too far away. 5 feet is such a distance to travel.
Oh, Lord. Oh, we're going towards that Wally future with just blobs of fat and chairs. Here we go. Well,
it sounds like you and I are already old enough to complain about everything.
Man, I tell you what, man.
Wait, did you see that cloud the other day, though? I'm just
kidding. Old man, yo, that cloud. Oh, I hope anyone got that. Joe Peck would have got that joke. So, speaking of Joe, we were talking about him earlier. He's
get Joe back here.
Well, he's on the porch and it's nice outside, so I'm gonna let him enjoy it.
Well, just make sure not to step on his lawn.
Speaking of stepping, we got our first article.
Speaking of stepping, Eni Camus. Speaking of stepping
or not stepping, this one.
Lyrical gangster. Sorry, Brent. Sorry, you opened up a hot stepper door, and
you just cut out a little bit. And I realized I wasn't hearing you, and then I heard a lyrical gangster. I'm like, oh my God,
it's Eni Camus.
Oh, he unlocked a core memory. this comes from ARS Technica. This is the second week in a row, I think, that we've had something from them, or we had a couple weeks ago. It's kind of a fun little site. Horrifying medical device malfunction. Abdominal implant erupts from leg. It's as fun as it sounds.
Oh, my God.
So this story just came out a couple weeks ago, but it started the first of this shit started in 2011. Georgia resident Tanya Brand noticed pain in the inside of her right leg. Got worse, and it's like a 5-inch area on her leg is just throbbing. She headed to the hospital. And the doctor said, you probably got a blood clot, which is terrifying, you know, and that can kill you. And you got to get on blood thinners a lot of times for the rest of your life, you know, and all this shit. So they do an ultrasound and it couldn't find one. They couldn't find anything. But they did see what they thought looked like a toothpick sized object in her leg. Ooh. Like, you know, they're like, what the fuck is that? Go home. They sent her home. They're like, I don't know what it is, which that part of the story blows my mind. Wow. So a few weeks go by and the pain is intensifying and becomes a bulge on her leg. Then on June 17th of 2011, she decides to put pressure on it because it hurts. and it pops, and a big metal wire comes poking out of her leg, pierces her skin like a compound fracture. And this piece of metal was be a part of a metal filter she had implanted in her vein in her abdomen years ago.
What?
A few years ago. Yeah. So there's a lawsuit that she filed. The filter was placed in her, it's called the inferior vena cava. It's the largest vein tasked with bringing.
Runs down through your thigh, right?
Brings deoxygenated blood from the lower body to the heart. Yeah.
That's one of the kill spots.
That is. Yeah. You got the artery or the vein that, yeah. So it can't, if it comes out, your blood can't get back to the heart to get more oxygen.
Yeah.
So this filter, it's supposed to catch blood clots. It's like a screen, a mesh, I guess.
Uh-huh, right.
And it looks terrifying, the pictures of it. Prevents them from getting the lungs where they can, you know, kill you, the pulmonary embolism. She had this done because she was also going to have spinal surgery, or she had spinal surgery in 2009, and that boosts the risk of blood clots. So this was like a preventative thing. So wire bursts from her leg. X-ray show there's another metal shard broken free and had traveled to her spine. And it's still there because it's too risky to remove or she'd become paralyzed.
If it stayed there, would she not become paralyzed?
So it's not causing any issues other than they found
right.
But they said, if we go in, you might die or become paralyzed, or we can just let her, you know, roll like Yahtzee. So then she went in another surgery in 2011 to try to remove the rest of the filter. They can't get it. It's like several attempts, several surgeries. They can't get it. So this is, she files this lawsuit in 2013. I'm sorry. And a whole bunch of other people, you know, during litigation, witnesses and lawyers discovered red flags and safety data, meaning when they were testing this before it went into human people, they had sure. human people. They had all these issues, and they just let it go, including 8 suspicious deaths while in the fucking trial phase, and they let this get used on people.
It was at the margin of error.
Right?
was 1%.
So this case highlights the need to improve transparency and integrity in medical device regulations, because when it's breaking apart and you're hiding it and 8 fucking people in the trial die, maybe don't fucking put it in people, especially when
put money.
She said, all I can say is it erupted from my leg, like it shot out kind of thing. Good Lord. You know what I mean? And I remember, so my father in 1986 fell and broke his back. Oh, it was terrible. It was right in front of me. Our house was on a hill, and it came out from the hill. The garage was on it, and then above it was a deck. And we were tearing the boards off. We're going to redo the deck because it had gotten rotted over the years. Mm-hmm. And I was handing him tools, and he's standing up there, and a board just snaps, and he fell backwards, and it was only like 8-10 feet, and it broke his back. And he was paralyzed from the below the chest down. And they put rods in his back that were going to be for life. And they were like tungsten rods or whatever they are. And they'll never, you know, they're, you know, stronger than blah, blah, blah. And you'll never. Anyway, 3 years later, they had to remove him because he'd bent them somehow.
Mm.
And it was just, and I don't know if you know this, but when they go and they do those surgeries, you can look them up. They're using like hammers, fucking chisels, and it is terrible. My father ended up actually walking again. It took him a couple years, and he never got all his feeling in his legs, which was scary because I told him, like, you can never, like, make sure you don't take a bath and not check it. You could boil yourself and be like la da 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 da, because he didn't have feeling, you know. So mm-hmm. That's kind of fucking crazy. And medical stuff is fucking crazy. And when it's bringing apart inside of you, I just don't even know what to say, you know? It says
it's interesting to me that you don't feel it move down there. You said it was from the abdomen to the leg, right?
So it's called the Cook's Select, and it was authorized by the Food and Drug Administration in 2007 through a 510K pathway. This requires device makers only to prove to FDA that their device is similar to already authorized devices and is substantially equivalent in safety and effect. IVC filters in there have been around for many decades, stretching back to the late 1960s. So these filters, these mesh filters, aren't new, but this one was substantially equivalent, they said, but it hurt a lot of people. It says the public summary of Select's authorization. Select is the device, was short on details, only noting that lab bench and animal testing had been done. There was no note of any safety concerns, but court documents revealed there were safety concerns. The FDA had initially denied authorization, and Cook, the guy who made it, tested the filter on 20 sheep, with each receiving two IVC filters that were later removed. Of the 40 implanted filters, 6 were found to have perforated the animal's veins. Meaning once it's perforated. So it looks like, you know, that thing that you use that like you put on the top of your head and it's like, it's got those metal and you go,
yeah,
I don't know what that's called. That's what it looks like, but they put it in your veins.
Right.
So the blood can go around it, but those legs catch like, and they break off and go into your body and just have fun. And so it says in 2009, or where was this at? I lost where I was. It says in 2009, Cook published part of the study in the Journal of Vascular and Interventional Radiology. That's an interventional. I never heard that word before, which revealed that the 43 patients were part of a 95 patient cohort. There was no randomization of patients and no control group of the study. So the company said that among 43 test patients, the filter had retrieved a 95% success rate of clots. So they picked and chose. They didn't have a test group that wasn't a double blind study. And then when they started looking into it, they found that there was all these things, and even the sheep weren't having a real good time. And if you can't have a good time with a sheep, there's fucking something wrong with you. During the testing, 8 patients died, and Cook did not conduct autopsies on all 8 patients who died. Because why would you want to know if your fucking device that you create? It's called practice for a reason. I know that's a joke, but it is true. But goddamn, there's got to be some checks and balances. And this is when you get into, oh, someone has made this, I'm going to make another one, and I want money.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, with all the talk of deregulation that, you know, has been promised with the upcoming administration change in America, I'd have to think that we're just going to see more of it.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting, interesting is probably not the best term, but a time of flux in this nation. So whether you live here or not, you're going to be hearing about it, you know, and well, like, medical is in the news. The United Healthcare CEO was murdered by that good looking bastard.
I mean, if this guy had been ugly, would this have been as popular as it was? I don't know.
Oh man. I tell you what though, I did fall for something. My buddy who had sent me the link to that when it first happened, I was like, oh shit, send me second CEO killed. This is the CEO of, I forget what it was. And it's, you know, it's a link and I clicked it and it's just that goddamn naked dude on the edge of his bed with the, like, foot and a half long dick. You remember that one? The black guy, the hugely muscular.
Brent, I can honestly say I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh my about,
God. Are you serious?
You do you. Okay.
This guy was all over. I'm guarantee you, if I sent it to you, you'd be like, oh, that guy. All the listeners are right now. Oh, of course, it sounds silly to you. All the listeners are like, come on, David. It's a giant black guy with a huge dick.
I'm sorry. This missed me. But I do applaud you because that would have been a perfect trap.
Oh, question. It was. I went and I'm like, God.
You remember that, the giant that was naked with the giant dick? You remember. It's burned into your memory, right?
I went, this is how it worked. I go, son of a bitch. I got to send this to Assistant Ray. And I sent it to him. He goes, and he literally, I know he had to open it because he goes, nope, not falling for that. That's what he sent me. Oh, man. So you're going to be getting a lot of those. Like, he would, that was like the MO of it. They would insert him into things. And we had a girl that is friends with my wife.
They would insert him into things, I bet.
So we have a girl that worked with my wife would always like send like the memes and stuff, and we try to get each other. And a couple years ago around Christmas time, they had that guy bobblehead naked with like a bobble dick and bobblehead, and we sent it to her.
Bobble dick.
Oh my God. And he had a little, oh,
I love that horror movie.
Bobble dick. Oh God. It's like, that would have been also funny in John Wick. He's like, the Baba Yaga. No, the Baba Dick.
Ben Dick.
All right, let's go to break and wash the dick out of our mouth. I got a little excited and hit the button. Oh, I was premature. God damn it. All right, we're going to take a break. You know, smoke break. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Brent needs to calm down for a second. He needs to cool off. Take a cold shower real quick. We'll be back.
That better be a cold shower.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
All right. You didn't really haven't ever seen it?
I seriously haven't.
One second before we come back.
I do not know what you're talking about. You don't have to send it to me.
Oh my God, you have to. All right. I want to find one that's like, damn it. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry.
You just don't have it saved on your
desktop. Oh, yeah, I should just go to that. Here, I just send you that link. Good thinking. I think I did it in Messenger. I sent it to Ray. Last.
Can't believe you're doing
that. Here it is. Okay. You're in Messenger?
Yeah. It looks real.
So the penis has been made larger in this one, not by much. They did a whole story. The guy died, actually. He was like a preacher or something.
I've never seen this before.
Dude, it was all over the fucking place.
That's weird.
One of my buddies was like, oh my God, did you hear about the fires in San Francisco or something like that? I'm like, well, yeah. He was like, I got a video and like panning and then just pans to that dude. I'm like, you motherfucker. Like, it's just, there were memes, there's countless ones. You know, you just click on things. It was him, or they insert him into things. This one's got him testifying in Congress. This one's got him in clothes. Oh man. All right. You ready to come back?
Sure.
All right. Your eyes have beheld the splendor, the beauty.
So yeah,
the throbbing. It looks like, never mind.
Yes, yes, please. Everyone tunes
Snickers
in.
Snickers Dick Vane ain't got nothing on that guy.
Of penises.
Oh my lord, we are.
Being... I can honestly say that was the first time I've witnessed this.
How did you miss that? I mean, you're a man about the internet. I don't know how. Either that, or you have better friends than I do.
Well,
that's just.
I don't have friends at all. So that's the problem.
That's right, acquaintance. Now get with the fucking funny.
I got family.
Yeah, it's because I don't have a fucking charger sitting in the garage. So
the torque twisted the chassis off the line. That's cool, sir.
This is a Wendy's.
I like that. So you know that fucking meme, but you don't know Anaconda Dick.
Dude, I know tons of memes. I don't think that would... Does it count as a meme, though?
There's thousands of memes with it. I don't know the name of it.
If a dick memes in the forest and you're not there to see it, is it a meme?
Is Chad still a chode? I don't know the name of... You know, a lot of memes have names. You know, I don't know... I typed in giant black dick meme, which I don't mean that offensively. That's exactly what it was. And it came up first hit. So, yeah.
Well, I guess count yourself lucky with that search. I don't know.
Now my fucking algorithm is all fucked up. Thanks a lot. I can't wait to see the fucking ads I get on Facebook.
Gotcha, bitch. Are you looking for giant dick?
I'm listening. All right. Speaking of things shaped like a dick, you got a
yeah, giant dick shaped objects that may or not be dicks. So we got an article from NPR, but I've seen this coming up several times because it's been happening since August. Or fish. Mm-hmm. Keep washing ashore in California. Some say that it could be a bad omen.
Terrifying looking bastards.
These things are just long ass, flat, gross.
Yeah, like just
disgusting.
They have like these in the water. They objects. Look kind of cool because
they don't look like fish.
No, so they look like an eel and a fish, but like, and a beta fish had a baby because they have long, like those, maybe
the ridges on the back, the fin.
Yeah. And they're kind of, some of them are brightly colored, like, and they have around their head. So you never see it on land, but sometimes when you look them in, like they show them in the water, they have like long tendrils that are kind of cool looking. The problem is, and I'm sure you're going to say this, no one ever sees them unless they watch up because they live around like 3,000 feet under the fucking water. You know,
yeah, it can be anywhere, I guess, between 300 to 3,000, and they get up to 10 feet long, sometimes more, up to 30 sometimes. But they you never see them on the surface, and yet, a third one of these has washed up dead in Southern California since August. Now, to put that into perspective. Only 19 have washed up in California since 1901.
When they started the oarfish tracker.
Exactly.
There's a picture. I just looked up oarfish to see if I could find out what I was talking about. And yeah, one like the third. I put an oarfish mouth, so hopefully they do like a close-up. And yeah, one of the third ones is like, they got like long. It looks like... It looks like he's swept back like he's in a rockabilly band, but it's red instead of the jet black. Some of them don't have it, but some of them are cool looking and some are just fucking freaky. So they got a weird mouth.
By some, Brent means every single one. It could be weird on its own that, you know, in 123 years, there's been now 22 and three of them are since August. Just in the last few months. So
nothing to worry about. I wouldn't think that means anything.
It's just a coinky dink, right? Well, depends if you ask the Japanese, because there's some folklorists who say that this is an omen that the Japanese have for their islands. When these things wash up on their islands, it's a harbinger of doom.
Oh, yeah.
Usually an earthquake precursor. Now, there are some folks who study this stuff that say that's not exactly the case. It's not. It's probably not ore fish. It might be catfish or something like that that, mm-hmm. that are linked to earthquakes. But it's gotten into the zeitgeist now that ore fish washing up dead means something's going to happen. They're like the little aquatic mothmen of our time.
It's not a far stretch, though, because dogs, cats, birds especially will notice or know that earthquakes are coming before us. They don't always know why. They get crazy. Mm. Birds will start migrating out of the area. You're like, what's going on? And then the earth starts rumbling. You know, some animals will leave areas before the earthquake. Like, so could something like that? What I'm getting at is I don't know they have the science, but it doesn't sound implausible to me that they could be. Maybe it's on lower, deeper, and it causes, you know, we know that earthquakes can cause tsunamis. Maybe they cause some sort of, you know, vibrations, ringing, something in the water.
That disorient them or something.
You know, they have a lot of sounds from earthquakes. Mm-hmm. Some of the mystery sounds, you know, like think of like the bloop and stuff, you know, that's, I think that ended up, they think it was.
Or ice cracking or something.
Right, ice cracking or whale sounds or the earth shifting. A lot of it is that, and it makes weird, weird sounds. And it can give off electricity. Ball lightning from stuff like that. Well, what does that do underwater? It makes the ore fish go up higher.
So you're on to something with that, because there are oceanographers, and in particular, Ben Frabel, who I feel like I've heard him or seen him talk before. He's a manager of Scripps Oceanography Marine Vertebrate Collection at UC San Diego, which is all the business card can hold. He said, you know, it could have something to do with changes in ocean conditions. Yeah. The waters are warming.
Fake.
Right?
Sorry.
And sometimes it could be something with the weather patterns, too. You know, El Nino and La Nina are right out there, and they could have something to do. But, you know, it's not. It's kind of causation correlation right now at this point. They don't know.
Well, I will say this. You know, you talked about deeper fish coming up. The ore fish is crazy looking. The deeper it gets, the more fucking bizarre the fish look.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's that one that has like the light on its head?
The anglerfish,
Anglerfish. I didn't realize anglerfish are gigantic.
Yeah. They're almost the size of like a Volkswagen.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I saw that and I thought, oh man, you'd hate to reel one of those up. No, it's reeling you in.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the thing about the deep ocean is basically things evolve to just pass by each other, and if they bump into each other, they get eaten. That's like, it's really weird, the stuff that goes on down there, and a lot of them are very thin because of the pressure and stuff. Yeah. Like this ore fish is relatively thin compared to other fish. And it's ribbon
compact and dense, you know,
in its dense. Yeah. And that allows it to just, you know, withstand the pressures for one thing, but, it's another way to, propel itself in the water too. But it's just, I can't stand ocean stuff. I hate.
Why is it all so that, weird? That crap. Like it's just a they're crazy. You don't understand it. You don't know what's there, and I think a lot of it is that
everything's looking for food, basically.
Right.
That's another thing. Is like
food or fuck.
It doesn't matter.
That's the world.
Sometimes only just the one. they'll fuck themselves and reproduce asexually.
Well, that's what's funny is like you go out and you're like bird songs are so beautiful. Listen to these insects. Everything's just screaming, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. I'm gonna get eaten every once in a while. Then fuck me, fuck someone, fuck me. You know, so it's like when you put it into perspective, the world's not quite as beautiful, you know, when you break it down, but hey, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. I would think if an anglerfish got bored down there and swam up to the top, so they're used to this immense pressure. That'd be like, you know, like Superman coming to Earth. He could come up here and wreck shop on some other fucking fish, just toss them around. You know, I don't know. Like, oh, it's like it's so easy to live up here.
Yeah.
That was a weird.
Well, it, I mean, they've evolved to be very light sensitive too, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that would mess them up, but
that's true. That's true. And they have that. If you guys aren't familiar with anglerfish, they're like 4 feet long, gigantic, you know, literally it looks like it could swallow a person, you know, because it's like looks like Pac-Man with fins. And then it has a I don't know what you want to call it, like an antenna that grows out of its head. So the teeth are like a foot long. It's the stuff of nightmares. The teeth, and then the eyes are like kind of like white because it like for any light. So it's got this antenna that grows out of its head, and it's got a light at the end of it. I know that sounds made up, but bioluminescent light.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings the fish in and then it eats them. Fucking just. God, what were you thinking? That was built on a Friday, man. He's like,
yeah, end of day on Friday. It's also the goblin shark. Have you ever seen those things?
Oh, my God. When they, the mouth that it extrudes out. And, oh, yeah.
Awful. Anyway.
Goblin shark, things that I've learned today are terrifying. Goblin shark, of course, anglerfish, giant black cock.
Jesus Christ. There's one takeaway.
You know, I think anyway. Black, white, it don't matter. Giant cock is terrifying. So there's your.
So if I'm
in a room, Brent? And someone whips out a giant one, I'm terrified. I don't care who's in charge of it and where they're
pretty
from.
Sure I'd be like, well, I stepped into the wrong room.
Or did I?
Do you think this these three oar fish are harbingers of doom here?
Don't you think that's got to be a reason for it? You know, we've seen none.
There's some reason.
You know, since 1901 and three this year.
Mm-hmm.
What month is it this year or three?
August.
Like,
since August.
So like, let's call it 3 months then.
Yeah.
That's there's got to be something. And you might even be like, oh, we ran a lot of times this is like weirdly mundane stuff. AT&T ran a new fiber optic line out to this blah, blah, blah. And we found out that it was putting off a frequency of 19 hertz, which makes them fucking go crazy. You know what I mean? It's it's weird stuff like that sometimes, which is never as sexy as, well, the old ones awoke.
They know the future. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but sometimes it's something like that, but yeah, it could be, you know, I struggle to think that it's just a quinky dink.
Mm-hmm. I will say that, oh shit, I just lost that train of thought. All right, yeah, great.
I know what you're thinking about.
All this cock talk.
But yeah, man, like podcast. It's just
cock talk.
It's you. Welcome to Cock Talk. I'm your host, David Flora. I struggle to think that it's a coincidence just because of the infrequency of it, you know, because, well, only reason I know what an oarfish is because every time one washes up, it's been big deals. It makes the news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, oh my God, we saw an oarfish.
Oh, I remember what it was. It was a 7.0 earthquake hit just the other day, California, maybe even yesterday.
Off the coast or in California?
I forget. It sounded like a coastal town.
That's a pretty big fucking
California.
That's a big quake. Seven?
Seven, yeah.
Wow.
I didn't hear anything much else about it, just that, you know, it hit, and that's about it. So, could be something to do with that.
Lisa's like, yeah, I think you're the Mothman, because we went to California, and we went to Santa Barbara, and then when we left, they had that giant mudslide that took it out. And then we went to San Francisco a few years ago. And as soon as we left, the fire started raging through the forest and everything. She's like, are you causing this? I'm like, maybe. Wouldn't that be? He's like, I don't mean to do it. I just wanted to see the place, but everywhere I go, it gets destroyed.
Hurricane Brent.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know, man. Yeah, there's, you know, I was reading this thing and it said we've explored less than 25% of the ocean. And we've only documented, like, I think it was like maybe 7%, they think, of the animals there. And if Jeez. We keep at the current pace of discovering animals for, you know, of on Earth and in, meaning on land and in the water, it will take over 1,000 years before we've documented them all.
Yeah.
Of what's alive right now. It just kind of crazy to me that, you know, with all this extinction and stuff, what animals do we never even see? And how the fuck are there so many that we're just finding them? And that's going to be what kills me. They're like, well, we found what killed him and we've never seen this before. So we're going to name it the hand mangler or some shit. I don't know. It's crazy that this is on our planet and we know probably more about the moon because we have bases there than the bottom of the sea because they have bases there. We're not allowed. We're also not allowed on the dark side of the moon. If you listen to a lot of people, maybe so, I don't know. Maybe we didn't go to the
just
moon.
Pink Floyd.
That's right. I don't know, man. You ever been deep sea fishing?
No. On the ocean?
John had been deep sea
anything.
I just it's crazy to me the shit they pull up. We have a giant sailfish on our black wall cock. That Lisa's grandpa caught. They don't like stuff the fish, but they make like a mold of it. You know, it's cool.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
It's like 7 feet long from tip to of the sword end to the its tail and huge fin. It's gorgeous. It's really pretty. And that shit's down there, you know, and things eat that and things eat that thing. And then you get the killer whales and the other whales that go super deep and they're covered in sucker marks from giant squid that were trying to eat it. Fuck that noise.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just play with my dinghy.
Only in harbor.
Oh, I apologize for this. Hey, I always say this is dick and fart jokes about aliens and weird shit. So
yeah, not so much farting in this.
Dick and dick and dick jokes. If they want to get us in, I know we said it before, but if they want to get us their cock talk stories, how can they do it?
Cock talk at
welcome to cock talk with your host Britt and David.
Weird at hysteria51.com. Send us an email there. Send us all the stuff you want us to jibber jab about. And you could also leave us a voicemail. We're still looking for voicemails.
Yeah, always looking for voicemails. And I just made a call on there, so I just got that thing going again. 773-669-7277. I will say the only thing I delete on there is every once in a while we'll have something like, hi, this is so and so. When we go to play them, this gets deleted out of the show. I always start when I'll pull the ones down that we're going to do, and then I'll play it just to make sure that it plays or something on there. And sometimes like it's like business opportunities or stuff like that. We do not listen to those. It's just
don't try.
You know, so don't send anything important to there. We have got stuff like, hey, if you could do this by this date, well, I just pull random ones. Like, you know, there might be one from 2017 that we haven't played yet. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I just play random ones. So think about that. 773-669-7277. Send us your weird shit. Come sing us a song. I wrote a couple songs on using ChatGTP and sent them to David and he didn't love them. I don't think. I don't think he loved
I just
them.
Wanted to hear them.
They write the music and everything. It won't sing. It's like, I'm sorry, I cannot make sounds.
That's the bullshit. Silent killer. That sounds like quitter talk.
But yeah, it's crazy to me that you go, hey, write me a song about insert whatever, and 15 seconds later you have a song with the notes, tablature, everything. If you ask for it doesn't just give you the notes and stuff, but you can ask for it and it'll write you the music.
It's fun.
Yeah. So call 773-669-7277. Let us know what you want to have a song written about, and I'll have ChatGTP do it for you, and David will yodel it and throat sing it.
That'll work.
And yeah, one more time, weird at hysteria51.com. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.